patriotsonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. Barry, what are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, I'm going to talk a little about the conference, first of all.
All right, fine. Did you enjoy the conference?
Very much. It was a wonderful experience, and I met a whole... I'm still hoarse from selling my books, by the way. I'm sure you can hear that.
Right.
Two straight days of pitching books can affect your voice.
And, of course, you just about sold out everything you brought, which I'm so glad.
It was a very responsive audience. I also gave a good speech on Rabin, and that kind of made my name. I poured my heart into that speech, and people appreciated that. So, all in all, it was successful for me and for everyone who came. I think they enjoyed themselves. But I'm going to talk about the worst part of the conference. That was the panel discussion.
All right, fine.
Now, all the speakers got together on the podium, and we all were going to give expert advice to the questions that were asked. And, well, there was someone I had never heard of who took all the questions and was a real ham, and I just shut up. I didn't want to compete with this kind of egotistical mugging. But nonetheless, I watched the questioners. I mean, one question that showed us what kind of conference it really was in many respects was the young woman who had organized a meditation group to meditate against the New World Order. Well, you know, there's a realistic solution if I ever heard one. And the speakers agreed that was a good idea. We have to meditate against the New World Order. That'll do a lot of good. And also, I heard two speakers. Jim Mars was one. I think Joyce Riley was the other, who said that Ron Paul is still running for president, and we should all go out and vote for him. Folks, what planet are you circling right now? They said the media isn't reporting it, but Ron Paul is still a presidential candidate, not in anybody's books. So it was a very different kind of a conference for me. It was a lot of people, many who knew me because of you. Many knew me because of you, directly because of you. And they were very intelligent. I met a very good group. But there was also a flaky side to the conference, which in a way had a charm to it because it was not as viciously anti-Israel as I would have expected. In fact, people were highly understanding of my position, and I appreciated that a whole lot. Now, the one question on the panel that I could have answered, but it would have taken at least an hour, what can we do? Three people said, what can we do? Now, I actually have personal experience in what you can do, and I'm going to go through a little bit of this. Is that okay with you?
That's fine. You go right ahead.
Let's start with David Ben Eliezer. No, let's start even before that. I'm going to list serious Israeli politicians behind the Oslo Accord who I personally confronted. This is what you can do.
Let's just mention to our listeners that the Oslo Accord was put together by the internationalists. It was basically a sellout of Israel. And, of course, the Oslo Accord, what was about 1995, 1996 it came in there?
It was 1993.
And then wasn't that the reason that they killed Rabin because he didn't want to go along with it?
That was 20% of the reason.
All right.
80% was that Peres wants to be prime minister.
Okay, but basically it was a sellout of Israel. That's what the Oslo Accord is. That's all you need to know in the audience. Go right ahead, Barry.
All right. Now, in this period where I was a journalist, but also very angry at this. Well, why was I angry? I'm angry because it led to precisely the situation Israel is in today, surrounded by 100,000 missiles, and about to fight a war at some time where the possibility of losing is about 100%. Now, Shimon Shifrit was Yitzhak Rabin's minister of judicial affairs. He was the legal minister of Israel. I lived in Beit Shemesh at the time, I believe it was 1994, and Shifrit was there politicking. An election was coming up. He was there to get votes. And I was with my kids. My little son was, four, and my daughter was three. They were cute little kids. And I see Shifrit in town talking to the people. I go up to him, and I simply say, "You're not welcome in my town. Get lost. We don't want you here." And he was just stunned. I said, "I pay my taxes, I own a house, and I'm telling you, you're not welcome here. Get lost." And, well, he ignored it as much as possible, and I walked on. But believe me, it sunk in a bit. But I said to my kids, "You want to do that again? Okay? Let's just figure out where he's going to be next. All you have to do is follow the little entourage." So we sat on a bench in downtown Beit Shemesh and watched Shimon Shifrit trying to gather votes for Oslo. And he steps into the local supermarket. I said to my kids, "Come on, let's have some fun." We go into the supermarket, and I bump into Shifrit again. I said to him, "I told you to get out of my town." And now, you know, he's surrounded by politicos from his party, and they say, "You should go out of town." And I say, "Where should I go? Palestine?" All this in the Hebrew, of course. And they were stunned. There was actually no answer. Shifrit had no answer. I'm sure he had a very bad day in Beit Shemesh because of one person. That's all. No one else had the nerve to do this. It was one little old me who made sure he had a very, very memorably bad time. Again, the question is, what can you do? I'm telling you what I did. Now, next, I lived on the inmate chambers on a little cul-de-sac, a very small cul-de-sac, I would say 7 or 8 houses. At the end was a school, and I heard the rumors that, well, all of a sudden the road was blocked off, and there were security men all over the place, and I asked them, "Why is this?" And they said, "David Ben-Eliezer is coming here to dedicate something at the school." David Ben-Eliezer was Yitzhak Rabin's defense minister. Very, very serious role in Oslo was the defense minister. Well, I didn't have much time. He was coming like in 5 minutes, but I got up my signs. I got lots of signs. I had lots of signs. "Who murdered Rabin?" This was in 96. This was after the Rabin murder. I put that sign on my balcony. I put it along my fence, along the gates, and made sure that he couldn't help but think that there was a rally against David Ben-Eliezer. But it wasn't quite good enough. Now, I went to the school. They wouldn't let me in. I was with my signs, no less. Okay, I was going to go to the school and ruin his little dedication. Let him know what we think of Oslo and what we think of his peace. But they wouldn't let me in, so I just stood in the middle of the street just before I saw the limousine moving. It was a very skinny street. Just before he was going to pass me, I stepped in the middle of the street and I held up my sign. In those days was "Who murdered Yitzhak Rabin," which had a lot of political implications, and I blocked his car. Little old me did that. And now I was removed. That is for sure I was removed. But nonetheless, I stood up to the Defense Minister of Israel. Next, I stood up to the President of Israel. This was at the Jerusalem Book Fair, 3 years ago. President Katsav, who was forced out of office on what I think were phony rape charges, the court certainly dropped the charges, and if he really did rape women, they wouldn't have done that. But nonetheless, I was wearing my shirt that said, "Who murdered Yitzhak Rabin?" And I heard that Katsav is coming. So what I did is he was this was at the Israel Museum. There were a lot of steps with a lot of booths along the steps. When he got to the top of the steps, I took an alternate path and got to the bottom of the steps. When I saw him walking down, which was inevitable, I stood right in front of him. I blocked his way. And I said, I pointed at my shirt, and I said, "President Katsav, when are you going to answer this question?" Now, Katsav, I mean, he looked at me. We're talking about a foot apart. He was smiling at me. He smiled. He didn't say a word. He just smiled. And I said to him, "When are you going to tell the people who murdered Yitzhak Rabin?" And his guards were getting super antsy. They weren't sure if I was going to harm the president. Apparently, they decided I wasn't. Speaking Hebrew to the president with no immediate threats, I guess, kept me safe. But Katsav had to look into that shirt and he had to hear my question. "Why isn't the president of Israel answering this question?" That was another incident where little old me did this. No one else but little old me. Now, are we still there?
We are still here.
Let's talk Shimon Peres. I was just stopping, I think, for cigarettes or something in a restaurant outside Beit Shemesh, attached to a service station. And it was an absolute fluke when in walks Shimon Peres. This, I guess, I'm not sure if it was before Rabin's murder or not. If it was after Rabin's murder, I would have asked him, who murdered Rabin Peres. Considering that he was a murderer, it would have been a very profound question. So I guess it was before he finally knocked off Rabin.
All right, fine. Now, I want you to hold off your anything more, because we're going to a break. When we get back, you can tell us all the rest of your story.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 10, 2008. Gold, $882.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $908.31, $447.45 for half, $223.73 for quarter. That's $908.31, $447.45, and $223.73. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, "The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero." The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Barry Shamish, and he's talking about, of course, what he was able to do over there in Israel. Is just one individual, first of all, confronting the president of Israel, and then, of course, Shimon Peres, who's always in one or another position today. Peres is the president of Israel, but he's held many other posts, and, of course, he is one of the major manipulators working behind the scenes. So go right ahead, Barry.
Well, I got to see Peres. I guess it would be 94. As I said, I didn't say to him who murdered Rubin, which is something I said when I confronted Carmi Gilon at Alexei Had in Jerusalem. We spoke about that last time. And Carmi Gilon, who was the head of the Shabak, our secret services, when I asked him who murdered Rubin, Gilon, you're going to be investigated, Gilon. He stood up and walked out, and we never saw him again. That was too much of a shock for him. They don't realize that the public does know, or at least one of the public knew, that was me apparently. Peres walked into a restaurant. It was a known steakia, it was a steak restaurant. It was kind of famous in Israel. They were known for fine, what you would call schnitzel, what they call schnitzel, you would call breaded chicken. So I guess he stopped for one of their famous schnitzels. And I was buying cigarettes, and in walks Peres. Now, I'm not going to let an opportunity like this pass. And again, the cowardice of most people, the ones in the panel asking, what can we do, they would have let him sit down undisturbed. Well, I didn't. I said to him, Shimon, but this was, by the way, after the PLO. Are we there? Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, okay, I heard a buzz. This was after the PLO had shot up a lot of Jews, not even a year after the Oslo Accord was signed. And I said to Shimon Peres in as loud a voice, he was, I guess, 15 feet from me. I said, you gave him the arm, you gave them the weapons, Shimon. You're the murderer. And all his bodyguards are staring at me. They're standing up, and they're looking to see if I'm going to draw something, or if I'm an actual threat, or I'm just a citizen expressing his opinions. Nobody jumped on him. Nobody thought I had a gun. They looked me over very, very closely, and I said to him, and then just before I walked out, I said, you gave him the weapons. You killed the Jews. And I walked out of the restaurant. Now, again, this is a message somebody else should have given him, and he knew he gave him the weapons, and he knew he killed the Jews. It's not like he didn't know it, but the whole restaurant heard this conversation, and I'm sure people went home, and I'm sure it contributed something, even though he is president of Israel today, and nobody is opening their mouth really about the utter crimes against the Jewish people the president of Israel has committed. But I stood him down, and I wasn't afraid to stand him down. Now, are we ready for my triumphant story?
Well, of course, we're always ready for your triumphant story, Barry. You go right ahead.
All right. This time it's East Cocker Beans. Now, I was invited to a convention of Christian Zionists. It was Stan Good. Oh my, good enough. Stan Good enough. He was the press secretary for the Christian Zionists in Jerusalem, and I got and he was very sympathetic to me. He knew I was right about everything, and I got a press pass from him. I used my press card, and I was in the first row, front row, of a big convention. There had to have been, 4,000 people in the building. Every seat was taken. It was Binyanei HaUmah in Jerusalem, where the Christian Zionists had this huge conference. And by the way, I was backstage. These are pretty scary people who run the Christian Zionists themselves. Are pretty darn scary people. But neither here nor there, I'm in the front row, and I have got a sign that I have hidden from the bodyguards, from everyone. Now, in Hebrew, it's a pun. The sign said, Rabin La'Azazel, which means to go to Gaza or to go to hell. That's what it means, really. Rabin, go to hell, was really the pun of this sign. Rabin comes in the building, and people stand up and applaud. He's the Prime Minister of Israel. He's coming to see a bunch of Christians. They think it's an honor. It's a disgrace. That's what it is. And they didn't realize that. A few might have, but they didn't realize that. Rabin comes in, walks down this aisle to where there are steps up to
hold
the...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to be back in just a moment. People are going to have to wait till we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish, and he's really, of course, raised this whole issue. When somebody said, what can people do? What can we do about the way the world is going? So he's talking about what he did when he was in Israel. Of course, he had to leave Israel because his life was endangered. But this is, I'm sure, because he's been so outspoken in identifying the corruption that's there. But you were just talking about Shimon Peres. Of course, you call Shimon Peres. And because he's the man who you feel, and probably justifiably so, was behind the murder of Rabin, president of the premier of Israel. So you picked the story up.
Well, I don't think anyone in the crowd after my speech had any doubts that Peres was a murderer. But nonetheless, we're up to Rabin now. And I'm at the Christian Zionist Conference in Jerusalem, packed house. Front row, I've got my press pass, so I'm in the privileged seats. There are steps leading to the podium. I sit opposite the steps. Rabin comes to the door to a standing ovation, and I get up and I put my sign in front of his face, block his way to the podium. It says, Rabin Le'Azazel. Out again, it says, to go to Gaza. Is what it really says, but the pun is Azazel is hell in Hebrew. Rabin, go to hell, I guess is the it was a very strong message, and that time I was escorted out by Stan Goodenough and local security, but I got the message through, and Rabin was stunned. I mean, I was staring at him. It's very ironic. At that moment, the person who wrote the book that defended his honor, that named the real murderer, was staring at him face to face, and he was staring back at me and staring at the sign. This was in 94, but he got my message, and I'm sure, I know that by the end of Rabin's life, he had had it with Oslo, and I assume even that little incident just added to weakening his resolve to go through with this atrocity. Now, and again, what can people do? All these things I did. All of them. And what can people do? You do what I just did. You actually confront your lawmakers. You find out where they're appearing. You don't protest outside the door, aimed at the street. You go in there and you confront these people, wherever they may be. And that's the only protest that works. You can't get an appointment to protest. You've got to know where they are, and you've got to be there with an effective verbal or sign, a verbal message or a sign. And I did this, and I don't know why I did it, but the result of the Christian Zionist Conference was the next day I got a phone call from the government press office, Yoram Drumi, and he threatened to take away my press card. He didn't, by the way, to his great credit. He did not take away the press card, but it had enough of an effect that they were planning to. Now, that's the face-to-face, what can I do? There were effects. Shall we go into the effects?
You go ahead. Go into the effects.
All right. I had one source in a government, government ministry in the communications department. He was the one who passed on the various cables and later emails between the government. He was the one who leaked me the secret clauses of Oslo. He was the one that leaked the Paris Vatican giveaway Jerusalem story to Arut Sheva. One day he phoned me up and he said, you've got to cool it now. You actually have to cool it. Yossi Sarid, he was a far-left politician in the government at the time. He said he's got a meeting just about you. They're actually sitting down and planning how to hurt you, maybe even kill you. He said, you should know there's an actual meeting about you. And I did calm down for a little while, and I guess the anger passed, but there were some strange results, I think, from this meeting. Now, the first, I knew what was going on, my neighbors didn't. In the parking lot of my building in Modi'in, a young man, whoever he was loitering outside my house. Suddenly a car pulls up and three heavy-set men in front of all the neighbors, by the way, everyone's watching this, jump on this loiterer and take him away in a car. And everyone was talking about the loiterer and the burly young man who took him away in our parking lot. I assume that was a show, a serious show to watch what I'm doing. There was another very serious show. I think it was a show. One day, we had two lines in my house. One upstairs, the computer room. That was downstairs. One upstairs for the house. One day, the lines got crossed. The upstairs phone became the downstairs phone. The downstairs phone became the upstairs phone. Now, the only way that can be done is someone with keys to the telephone box outside actually switched the lines. And, I mean, anyone would notice a change like that. Anyone. And just outright, I think it was a warning. I was getting them all over the place. So I think that these actions I took actually were getting as much notice as my book itself. They wanted me shut up, and I guess I wasn't. Well, I was too alone. Unfortunately for me, nobody joined my little protest, and I was an easy target. And at the end of my stay in Israel, 31 years, I got badly hurt. But if you're prepared to fight, you can actually stay out of trouble. I went maybe a bit too far, but as for that lady and the two gentlemen said, we're little people, what can we do to affect change? You can do plenty if you really want to.
All right, well, certainly I agree, and I think we all have an obligation to be involved in this battle, as I am, and my friend Joel Skousen. Incidentally, I gave your best regards to Joel, as you asked me to. You were involved, whether you realize it or not, whether you even understand the battle as we understand it, but it doesn't really matter. You are very effective in educating people, and that's the important thing. But somewhere down the line, we're going to have to reach enough people so they can make a difference. And really, of course, conferences like you attended this last weekend, you're talking pretty well to the choir. These are people who listen to my programs and similar programs, probably Alex Jones and certainly Jeff Rents and Joyce Riley, and they have an idea of what's going on. But it's a great mass of people out there. There's, you know, hundreds, several hundred million people who have no idea. They believe that they're getting the truth in the media. They believe what they read in Time magazine. Heavens protect them, because, of course, it's all a lie. How do
we
reach them?
Well, they don't count. In any political movement, and even in massive revolutions like the Russian Revolution, you're talking about a very tiny number of people who do count. The great masses who will do nothing will obey whoever comes into power, and they'll accept them. You have to deal with the small numbers who can affect change. You don't even worry about the masses. Unfortunately, that conference kind of convinced me that America has still not got to do the confrontation without violence, mind you. I never use violence, but I don't see much confrontation going on in America. That's the problem.
Well, I think that most people really don't understand how serious the situation is. They know that, you know, the price of food's going up, the price of oil's going up, but they honestly believe, you know, that oh, well, my goodness, you know, the reason it's going up is more people in the world, or shortage, law, supply and demand. They don't understand it's all being manipulated. There's an organized effort to lower the standards of our people by driving up the prices. People will eat less, they'll use less electricity, they'll use less oil. It is a planned program to lower our living standards. What we need to do is let the people understand the powerful forces working behind the scenes that are behind what's going on. And of course, we can give people the references if they want to go in and check them out. But we've got to reach, you know, about 250 million people. We probably have, you know, maybe 10 or 20 million people out there who do know what's going on. We saw suddenly the people up in Idaho. Do you realize that 25% of the Republicans voted for Ron Paul here a couple of weeks ago? Not one word in the controlled media. He got 21-22% in the Dakotas. I mean, there are a lot of people out there who know something's wrong, who'd like to find somebody that could be effective, but no political candidate has any hope of getting elected simply because they control the media. And if you have a man who's honest, why they either don't mention him, or if it looks like he's going to be effective, why he ends up like George Wallace or Bobby Kennedy. Or even young John Kennedy, who died shortly before, you know, last presidential election, because he could have been a very, very effective candidate.
Well, I'll tell you, in Israel, there is a campaign that nobody knows about. They're arresting young Sefer women, and they're keeping them in prison for months on end. Because they refuse to cooperate with the courts. They don't recognize the courts. Now, the last case, there's a current one going on, but Syed Sariel sat for 3 months without a formal charge. And this is why her case was dropped. She was accused of assaulting an Arab man, 81 years old. In court, the Arab man said, in court, he said this, okay, that the military forced him to lie. He said the military forced him to give this testimony. And he said, I'm sick of lying. I never saw that girl in my life. This actually happened a month ago in Israel.
And not a word about the media, I bet.
Not a word. Now, there's another woman sitting in prison. Her name is Rivka Meirchik. She's now been 2 months. 3 days ago, she appeared in a hearing. When you're in jail, every 48 hours, you're supposed to have a hearing before a judge. That's the law. That's been done with. But it got even worse. She appeared before Judge Shashua, and the judge spent 1 minute. She said she read the police report and sent her back to prison. And the defense stood and said, wait a minute, we have arguments. It's our turn to defend our client. She refused to hear the defense, and she walked out of her chambers, and Rivka went back to prison. This is going on in Israel. People don't understand how very serious this is.
Well, yeah,
now, I admire these women. I don't have the guts to do what they're doing. I may have confronted politicians, but after 3 months in prison, I'm claustrophobic. I would want out. I'd do anything to get out. These women said, no, we do not accept the Israeli judicial system as it stands today. We know we don't have a chance, and they refuse to even give their names. And this protest is going on in Israel. For those who want to know how to protest, there are brave people. I'm not the only one, by the way, far from it, who are standing up against this monstrous system, judicial system, police system, army system, that is essentially laid against the Jewish religious community of Israel. And a few brave souls are saying enough is enough. We don't recognize this anymore. So there is there is a way to protest, and anyone who says, what can we do, really is too chicken to do anything.
Well, I think, Barry, what we need to do is we could just get people to listen to the Internet, Internet radio, which is certainly the most efficient means of reaching people. Certainly they can block regular radio and, of course, really it's so expensive, radio and television, but the Internet is cheap. If we could just get, at least for the time we have left before they shut that down, if we could just get more and more people listening to Internet radio, watching Internet, YouTube, things of that sort, the Google video clips that are up there, we have the ability to reach the people. We just need people who want to be reached.
Well, now, first of all, let me plug me for 1 second.
Go ahead.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, get my books at lulu.com.
Okay.
lulu.com. Just like Shammer, Chamish. And you can get a hold of me, of my books that way. The website is barrychamish.com. If you want to reach me for my DVDs, my new number, I've got marital problems, boy. I've got marital problems. And they're based on morality and all kinds of things that I'm not going to do today. But this is my new number, 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. Now, how much time do we have?
We got about 2 minutes.
Oh, I can't do. Next time, I'll do the story of a terrible murder in Israel, the murder of Yaakov Ziegelboim. He was the official prison doctor, head of the medical services of Israel prisons, who was going to complain about the treatment of Rabbi Uzi Meshulam. He exposed the Yemenite children scandal, and he was blown up, his car was blown up, and I'll talk about that story because his son phoned me up and said I was absolutely right, the Shabak did it, and he had a lot of interesting information to talk about. To tell me. It's in my book, Save Israel, and we'll go over this when I have a little more time.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important that people understand that these things do happen not only in Israel, they happen over here. People meet very, very strange deaths, or, you know, certainly they... and they can do really whatever they want to. They can, you know, radiate people, or they can abduct people, they can, you know, get people to a doctor who gives them some poisonous things. People say, oh, that sounds crazy talk. No, they really are dealing with organized evil, people who have no respect for human life, people who are quite willing to lie to get us into a war in Iraq and then kill a million civilians. Finance both sides during the Iran-Iraq war in the 1980s, where another million people were killed. Suddenly sent our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam in a war that they were never allowed to win, and all during that war, why we were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the South Vietnamese, Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. This is not imaginary, it's real. And I believe we are up against organized evil. When you recognize that, it really begins to make sense. Barry, thank you very much for being with us. Did you get that telephone number out?
904-315-8079.
One more time.
904-315-8079 for the DVDs.
God bless. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. Bye.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Genesis Communication Network. Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and let me just once remind you again that we're living in very dangerous times, and if you have not yet made your preparation for those dangerous times, don't put it off, because you never know what tomorrow could bring. Under any circumstances, you need to know how to prepare your home in case there's a nuclear, biological, or chemical attack, and the DVD that gives you the information, 1995, it's called Sheltering in Place. That's Sheltering in Place. We have a 4-tape set on civil defense. We have a book calling Nuclear War Survival Skills. That's Nuclear War Survival Skills. And we even have a little kit. You can make a nuclear meter. It only costs, I think, $7 or $8. But you have to have the book Nuclear War Survival Skills because it tells you how to put it together there. And then, of course, we have a book called Making the Best of Basics, and these four items will give you at least some of the things that you need to know if we get into some real, very real serious problems. Then, of course, you need to have water. Certainly, if you don't have a water filter or the big Berkey, the Berkey light, why, give us a call, and hopefully you'll order it to us. If you do order one to us, you'll get a free video or 4-tape set that we produced. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there making preparations, laying in a supply of freeze-dry food, or what we offer is, of course, dehydrated food. It's packed in nitrogen, dehydrated. It'll last for a good long time, and there are all sorts of kits for one person or two people for a year or 6 months. Whatever you really want. And, of course, ready reserve foods, put these up. You can get them through us. And, of course, it helps support our ministry. And if you'd like a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly, if you don't have a catalog, an order form, why, give us a call and we'll go ahead and get you one off free of charge. If you'd like a free health catalog or health products, then, of course, if you'd like to get the regular products, we have this available on CD, great layout, or you can get a written one. You have to request a written one. We'll send them to you. But do not put this off. I mean, certainly you never know what tomorrow could bring, and we could have a momentous affair, a momentous event, and at that point it would really be too late. Now let me tell you that we work pretty closely with the people at Ready Preserve Food, and they're having a hard time getting a lot of the products that they need. And usually, of course, when we put their order in, it's delayed 3 or 4 weeks before they get everything they want. And sometimes, right now, they're having trouble getting wheat and rice, and the other staples, and so sometimes they have to delay that. They'll get the rest of things off to you, but they do have to delay the other products. But Sydney, right now the shortages are just beginning to develop. Believe me, they're going to get a lot worse later on, and so don't hesitate. I mean, if you're not prepared to look after yourself, who do you think is going to look after you? Do you really want to make yourself dependent upon the government? Maybe you have to go to one of their camps and take their vaccines, and what do they do to the food? You have to understand there really are people in government who believe there are too many people in the world, and we'd be far better off if we simply killed off a lot of them. That maybe sound like a terrible thing to you, but there are people who really look at the world that way. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Start making preparations for yourself and your family. If you've never heard my talk on Nundare College Genocide, available on DVD, you need to get it. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction. We have the video, Population Control, which is really pretty good. Goes back into the AIDS epidemic, how it was created. And this is all about population reduction. And what they're trying to do is get you confused. They've got some fellow out there who's arguing maybe AIDS doesn't exist at all. Maybe nobody's dying of AIDS. Maybe it's all a conspiracy to get a lot of money, you know, invested in AIDS research. No, AIDS is a very real problem. But they're not telling you the truth about AIDS. It's really targeted at the blacks and homosexuals, and it's killing off Africa. And, of course, everything is done to conceal the truth about this man-created plague that is going to kill millions of people, already has. We'll be right back.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store...